Hello, and welcome to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. I am Daniel Wolf, and this is my second last show before I take my regular August hiatus for the show, but fear not, we have a new show next week, and then I'll pick some of my favorite shows from the last year for you to listen to while I'm off having a little bit of a vacation. So we'll begin with some sad news, which is that one of Canada's leading jazz pianists and most influential musicians of his generation, Oliver Jones, died this past Wednesday at the age of 91. Now, what can I say about Dr. Jones, who had an honorary degree from Queen's University just a few years ago? He was born in 1934, and he was taught in Montreal. He was a lifelong Montrealer. By none other than Oscar Peterson's sister, Daisy Peterson Sweeney. So he came from very, very good stock, shall we say, in terms of his musical influences. He had a long career of recording, and interestingly enough, his number of collaborators over the years reads like a who's who of Canadian jazz, speaking of people like Charlie Biddle, with whom he did his very first album in 1982 for Radio Canada at the Montreal International Jazz Festival. He collaborated with Dave Young on bass, with Reggie Johnson on bass also, Ed Thigpen on drums, and also more recently, he did work with Renee Lee, with Hank Jones, and also with the Montreal drummer Jim Doxas, who we've had on the show a number of times in the last few weeks because he's shown up as a sideman for various other acts, including pianist Kate Wyatt. Now, Oliver, Freudian slip, Oliver Jones, I would say, gets my award for most loyal artist to stick with a single label throughout his career. And instead of getting work done by a big American label, he did all his albums, except for that first 1982 one, with the late Canadian label Just in Time, right up to his last album before he retired in ill health in 2013. So, we are going to hear a track from Oliver Jones from his Live in Baden, Switzerland track. Album, which features a trio with Reggie Johnson on bass and Ed Thigpen on drums, and that was released in 2012. Here is Oliver Jones and his trio and Blues for Helen. the late, great Oliver Jones. Rest in peace. That was Blues for Helen from his Live in Baden, Switzerland album. And it has been kind of a bad couple of weeks in terms of jazz departures. Bad summer, actually. Of course, we had lost Sonny Rollins earlier. And apart from Oliver, just a couple of weeks ago, we lost the saxophonist Plas Johnson, who was born in 1931, so he was 94 when he left us. And Plas Johnson is not all that familiar a name. He would play with a lot of bands and singers, including Peggy Lee and Nat King Cole, early in his career, was largely a session player through most of his career. He then joined Henry Mancini's studio orchestra, and in 1963 he recorded what may be one of the most famous solos ever, and that is the sax solo in the theme for the David Niven Peter Sellers film The Pink Panther. And the Mancini Pink Panther theme is a hugely popular track. It's, of course, there were several Pink Panther movies, there was a Pink Panther cartoon show, and I think the standout bit in that is, in fact, Plas Johnson's sax solo. So we are going to hear from Plas Johnson, not the Pink Panther theme, because I did a couple of Mancini shows a few months ago, so sorry, Henry, we'll have to wait to get back to you. But this is from Plas's own album, Evening Delight. It is a version of the jazz standard, Cheek to Cheek, Plas Johnson. Thank you. saxophonist Plas Johnson and Cheek to Cheek. And that's the second of our sad obituaries for departed jazz artists this week. And not so sad in the sense that Plas had a really long run, 94 years old, just like Oliver Jones. Again, big loss to music. But both guys had a very long life, very long and productive lives. Less fortunate was our next and final obit for today, lest this turn a little overly funereal. And that's an artist I had not heard of before, oddly enough, because he's been a sideman on lots of different albums. And that is Rodney Holmes. Rodney Holmes was a drummer from the Bronx in New York. And he's of a younger generation, not super young. He died just a few weeks short of his 60th birthday on July the 11th. But basically, I view anybody younger than me, which is a lot of people, as on the younger side. He played with various different groups. His first employer was the keyboardist Esther Blue. He then worked with the Long Island U professor Clyde Kreiner, who was a keyboardist, on his album in 1988, Behind the Sun. Rodney stuck with Kreiner for a while, and by the 90s he was with the jazz fusion former Weather Report musician Joe Zawinul in the Zawinul Syndicate, which he left in 1993 to join Santana. So as you can tell, he was, you know, quite diverse. He played funk, he played traditional jazz, and he eventually joined Wayne Shorter as well. So Rodney got around and sadly died of cancer again on July the 11th at the age of only 59. We're going to go to an album by Rodney called 12 Months of October. Here he is on percussion, and The Thief of Always is the name of the track.
Thank you. worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel neglected or unloved? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Tom Savage. We love our Spotify. We love our Apple Music. It's a wonderful thing to have all the music in the world at your fingertips. But the big downside is that these streaming services pay fractions of a penny per streamed artist, and that doesn't buy a lot of groceries. So if you're really digging an album, reach out to that musician or band, make a donation, buy some physical merchandise, help them keep creating great music for you. We can't rely on giant corporations to do the right thing. We as music fans need to put our own value on music. Let's keep that creative engine going.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. I'm Daniel Wolf, and we listened in the first half of the show to three very recently departed jazz artists. We first heard from Oliver Jones, and then from Plas Johnson on sax, and finally wrapping up with the drummer Rodney Holmes. Let's go a little bit more upbeat now and to some living artists, and we'll start with a Canadian, and that is Amanda Tosoff, who has been one busy jazz performer and recorder over the last few months. Last week I had her on with her all-female band, which she shares leadership with bassist Jody Prosnick, and that is the Ostara Project, and their relatively new album, which we put on last week. But Amanda also has an album of her own out called Where the Joy Is, and that came out just a few months ago. And that features none other than one of my favorite singers, and that is Emily Claire Barlow. So let's give this one a listen. Here is Amanda Tosoff on piano, Emily Claire Barlow on vocals, and Thoughts.
I gave my thoughts a golden peach, a silver citron tree. They clustered dumbly out of reach and would not sing for me, would not sing for me. La 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 la. I built my thoughts a roof of rose, little fire. Left my music to the thrush and flew at evening time, flew at evening time. I went my thoughts were singing so la 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 la. My thoughts were singing so.
Vancouver-based pianist Amanda Tosoff, accompanied by Amélie Claire Barlow on vocals, and that's from Amanda's brand new album entitled Where the Joy Is. The track was called Thoughts, and while the disc was spinning, I actually had a look again to check out when that was released, and I said it before I put it on a few months ago, but it's actually way more recent than that. It turns out it came out actually just a month ago yesterday, so a really new record from Amanda, who, as I said, has been extraordinarily busy between that and her new album with the Ostera Project, the all-female jazz supergroup. And by the way, apart from Amélie Claire Barlow guesting on Amanda's new album, it also features on some of the tracks the saxophonist Allison Au, who is, of course, another member of the Ostera Project, apart from her own bands. So, really good year in terms of Canadian all-female jazz. Now, let us move on to another veteran Canadian female vocalist, and this is one who's been on the scene now for about 20 years, and that is Sophie Millman, based in Toronto, but Sophie was not born in Canada. She was born in Russia and then emigrated to Israel before finally settling in Canada. She's a terrific performer live, if you ever get a chance to hear Sophie live. I'm going to go back to a 2011 album she did called In the Moonlight. Here's Sophie Millman and I'll Come Running Back to You.
Someone new to do the things I used to do for you. Just call my name, I am not ashamed. I'll come running back to you. Can't sleep at night, can't eat a bite. When you were mine, I didn't treat you right. Just call my name, I am not ashamed. I'll come running back to you. Just like a queen who's lost everything, I sit alone on my throne. I've got my pride, but deep down inside, I'm yours alone. I try to forget, have no regret. This love of ours could always start anew. Just call my name, I am not ashamed. I'll come running back to you. Thank you. got my pride deep down inside. I'll be yours alone. Ooh, I try to forget, have no regrets. This love of ours could always start anew. Just call my name. I'm not ashamed. I'll come running back to you.
That was Canadian vocalist Sophie Melman. I'll Come Running Back to You. That's from 2011. We'll go piano for our next couple of tracks. And we'll begin with the Bill Evans Trio. It was a veteran recording from as far back as 1961. Bill Evans, of course, very famous for his light touch and lyrical style. He, of course, was the pianist on the lead track in Miles Davis's epochal 1959 recording, Kind of Blue, playing on the lead track So What. And Bill went on to have a successful career until he died relatively young in 1980 of a drug overdose. I think it's 1980. And not a drug overdose, but actually just long abuse of drugs and alcohol. Sad story of lots of people in the jazz world, as well as, of course, the music business more generally. Early on, though, his trio featured the drummer, Paul Motion, and a very young bassist, highly original bassist, called Scott LaFaro. And Scott LaFaro would have been 90 just this past April, but sadly he didn't even get to 30 because he died very young, age of only 24, 25, in 1961, fairly soon after the track I'm going to play was recorded. And he was killed in an automobile accident, which took a great many young jazz artists. Of course, it took the life of Clifford Brown, the trumpeter, a few years previous to that. So we are going to hear from the Bill Evans Trio, featuring Scott LaFaro on bass and Paul Motion on drums, from the complete Live at the Village Vanguard sessions in 1961. Nice little box set, that. Here's All of You, Take Two. The Bill Evans Trio and All of You. It's take two from their box set Live at the Village Vanguard from 1961. Time for one more quick track, so we'll close out with some blues. I've been having the pleasure of reading Dr. Sue Foley's very new book entitled Guitar Women, in which the great Canadian blues guitarist, now based in Austin, Texas, interviews several different, 25 different famous female guitarists, some of them in the blues genre, some of them in rock and roll, some crossover between genres. Really interesting book, and I'm enjoying it immensely. And I say Dr. Foley because one of the things I didn't know about Sue, who I've seen live a number of times and played on the show even more times, is that she, in fact, has a PhD from York University in musicology. So I'm going to go back to actually the very first Sue Foley album I ever bought. Back must be about 25 years ago. She was at the very early in her career, only about 30. The album is called 10 Days in November. Here's Sue and a track entitled Highway Side.
You don't see the glitz.
Sue Foley and Highway Side from her 1998 album, 10 Days in November, and she's produced a lot more since then. That'll have to do it for today's program. Hope you've enjoyed it. And I'll be back for one final show before the summer break next week for the August long weekend edition. And then I'll be taking a quick summer holiday break, get ready for classes and so forth. And I'll be back after that with Labor Day. But again, new show next week, so do tune in. And of course, during August, I will have some nice repeats for you. You've been listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. Still really hot out there. We had a couple of cooler days, but the